funny that we didn't read it. We got the OG squad. Hyde was the OG.
No, this is not the OG squad. Sorry,
well,
Aiden.
Well, okay, but I've worked here since.
Well, actually, this is the OG OJ squad.
This is sort of like
the OJ
trial
squad.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
We were in the jury.
Yeah.
Yeah, we met in the jury. Anyways, guys, welcome back to We Didn't Read It. Who do we have here on the Poddy cast with us today? Let's go over, start this way.
Well, first of all, I'm Ryan. Second of all, I just am so excited to be on the pod today. I just want to shake that viewer and say thank you for coming.
Unless they're a baby, keep that baby.
Don't shake your babies.
Still, don't shake babies.
If you're a baby, why are you watching podcasts? You know what I mean?
Going to be the smartest baby
Everybody
ever.
Do this like it's the opening statement on a presidential debate.
Hey, it's Julia here.
No last name. She goes just first name. She's Zendaya or Beyonce.
It's Julia De Cesare here. And we're so glad that you could make it. Goodbye. That's all.
My name is Aiden Mitchell, and I'm on the podcast. And I'm gonna do first of all second. Because, you know, nobody ever does first of all second. The bottom line is, and here's the deal, and let me be perfectly clear. Enough with this nonsense. I'm your host.
And that's time.
My name is Grace Ryder, and I hope to make this podcast a wonderful experience for both visual listeners and audio listeners.
Grace, I love that. Can you do that 5 octaves higher?
My name is Grace Ryder, and I would like to make this podcast a pleasurable experience for visual viewers and audio listeners.
And now do it one more time as if you were possessed by a ghost.
Oh,
the
for
ghost
sure.
Can have any qualities at once.
The ghost can have any qualities? Okay.
Ooh. Get out.
You cannot kill me!
Wait, so was that you? That was you at the end?
That was the devil.
Aiden's birthday is coming up.
Aiden's birthday!
Yes, super mucho excited. Mucho excited!
Mucho excited!
That's my caption for it. Mucho excited.
Hell yeah.
Mochi.
Mochi, I love mochi.
Is that Japanese?
Yes.
It's a treat. It's an ice cream.
The frozen treats. Yes.
It's rice Those batter over an ice cream. You look bored as hell. Sorry.
It's just his
I look over and catch his gaze.
Sorry, it's
He's
not
just
your
looking
birthday.
Like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It will be soon.
It will be.
My mom's birthday is the day after mine.
Oh.
Did she plan that?
No, I don't know. I can't remember how she had
What a
me
great
first.
Birthday present for her.
Wait, was it
I bet she said that.
You and you
she died.
I know her birthday's the day after, but you were born first.
No. She's a year before me. So, but we're in the same grade.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
That must be.
That's how we met.
Really awkward. Your mom was in the same grade.
Was it so annoying.
Or a grade above?
I would bully her. But then she would
You
ground
bullied her?
Me. I would bully her and she would ground me. Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
So when you guys were in the first grade, was she still driving you home?
Well, no, because at that point she had met my dad, so she would drive him home.
She had you out of wedlock?
Yeah.
She just met your dad after you got
Bastard.
You're still the child of him and her, but she didn't meet him until years later. It was the child of them together, but she didn't meet him.
Because, you're losing me.
No, because he had moved from out of town.
I'm thinking when you say that, I'm thinking meet, M-E-A-T.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
So nice to meet you. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
So nice to stake you.
Yeah, well, you know what, guys? That's going to be on a t-shirt.
So nice to ground beef you.
No, but you were saying, you were putting this emphasis on it. She didn't meet him like it's a verb. What does that mean, you think?
Oh, well, I feel like this is prime material for a 100% cotton shirt with a little cartoon of like a steak.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. You. And it's just steak.
Yeah.
Meaning a person.
That could be merch. You know, we don't have a lot of merch. We could do some meat merch.
Who's the NASCAR driver?
Don't know.
Oh my God, I forgot his name. Rogolatoni?
No.
Marco De Barrio.
Oh my gosh, I don't even remember. Yeah, Marco De Barrio, by the way, went to his race the other day. What'd you guys think of it?
Why was he not there?
Skin tight leather suit. That was awesome.
I know. There was clearly a person standing
Had to stop
him.
10 right. laps in due to overheat.
Skin tight leather suit that went over the face. That was weird.
Marco De Barrio. He's a race car driver.
He's a NASCAR driver.
He actually went to the high school next to us.
I don't know.
Really? And you went to his race the other day?
Yes.
He's a race car driver.
He's tiny, yeah.
You know those shirts?
He's tiny.
And sometimes he runs, too, just to see how fast he
is. Hey, guys, why do vintage stores...
He's 4 years old.
Why are most of the t-shirts at vintage stores just race car shirts that are...
Before we drop this, Marco De Barrio is not a real guy. We made up Marco De Barrio a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, he got pranked.
Didn't want that to go too far down the road.
We created Marco De Barrio.
I don't know Marco De Barrio.
Oh, we should invite him to Oasis.
Yeah, we should.
Oh, let's get Marco DeBarrio at this party. Yeah,
we're throwing a birthday party for the boys because Hyde's birthday is also on the same day as Aiden.
Same birthday.
Yeah, did we tell you this? Same birthday.
If you forgot who Hyde is, we'll put a picture of him right here.
Yeah.
And then put a picture up right here.
But put sad, like, memorial music.
Yeah.
Put a picture of him next to me so we can see who's older.
Right there.
And then put a picture of a dragon here and put a picture of Hyde here, and I want them to meet in the middle.
They're both shooting flames out of their mouths.
We're giving our editor a lot of work. But that's okay.
This isn't an original podcast bit, but I love when people mention the people that aren't on the podcast, like the editor, the producer, the people off camera.
Should we make it seem like we have like a 900-person team?
We do. Yeah. We have like
Alex, Jake, Mark, Kelly, Joe. Can you guys go get us coffee? There we go. I need 5 people to get us all individual coffee from different places.
We have a big team. We have a team of 17 people that helps us produce this podcast.
Name them off right now.
Well, Mark, Joe, Kelly.
Yeah, Mark.
Marco DeBarrio.
Yeah, Marco DeBarrio.
So that's the podcast as
good
well.
Big get,
He's a consultant.
Oh, also, can we just talk about the edits, guys? We see your edits. We literally love them. We're so narcissistic.
I think
we
can
them.
Cool it on the Ryan edits.
Anybody
else?
Ryan.
Anybody else, maybe?
Too many Ryan edits. What is it about him? I don't understand. I never got the hype.
The edits, they get sent in the GC.
Yeah, we send them around. Yeah,
we see them.
The GC.
We often send them to other people.
I fall asleep to them.
I
like
repost.
ASMR.
Kidding. I don't repost, but I do love them.
I'm awake to them. I awaken.
You're awakened to them. Are they your ringtone for your alarm?
Yeah, the full. It's a video.
He doesn't wake up unless there's a new edit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
he sleeps most days.
I'm going to sleep after this, and I promise you for a week until this comes out.
Like, I'm just like impressed with how many likes they get. Like, that's the part that really gets me. I'm like, why does this have 1 million views and 500,000 likes? Like, that's crazy.
Quite the ratio. That's an
that's a good ratio.
It's an unprecedented ratio.
And it's all, that's your edit. It has 1 million views of just Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan was all the views. It was just different accounts.
Yeah.
We should edit them for each other.
I know. Oh, that's what I was going to say. We should get a Heath edit, you guys.
Yes.
Can you please
get
Heath
someone
Heath
edit
Heath
with
edit.
All his costumes.
Yes. And then obviously an Aaron edit.
I think I've noticed something about fan culture. I'm not very familiar with like fan culture, but I've noticed on our edits or in like things posted about us, people will post like a duo, but then they're like, this is not a ship.
Yeah.
This is not a ship. They are not. I'm not,
not
doing
a ship,
that
it's
to
a
them.
Core. It's just a core.
Yeah.
It's not a ship.
Yeah. It's like, it's funny. Cause then I saw someone say like, oh, I shipped them in. There were 80 replies of people being like, that's super rude. They're real people.
It's crazy to be like talked about in the comments, like as like how I would talk about somebody else or like a famous person or whatever. Like, it's weird to see
that commenting
them being
about
like
shipping.
I like to just think they're like that. Like, we're just people on
we're
the screen
just
for
people.
These like people, you know what I mean? Like, to just be like da da da.
But anyway, yeah, we see those. So you could,
yeah, we see them.
We like them. They're fun.
All right. Well, I guess we insert this book. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy began as a radio series in 1978. Its immense popularity led to it becoming an even more immensely popular, beloved book. And if you'll indulge me with a smidge of the intro, because I think this helps set up the feel of the book. Far out in the uncharted backwaters of the unfashionable end of the western spiral arm of the galaxy lies a small, unregarded yellow sun. Orbiting this at a distance of roughly 98 million miles is an utterly insignificant little blue-green planet whose ape-descended life forms are so amazingly primitive that they still think digital watches are a pretty neat idea. Our story begins on that inconsequential little planet, but it, unfortunately, won't be able to stay there for very long. You see, this is the story of Arthur Dent. He has left his home in his pajamas this morning to stop the bulldozers from tearing down his home to make way for a new bypass. What he doesn't yet know is how fruitless this effort is. Currently, the Vogons are on their way to demolish Earth for a new hyperspace lane. The only person who knows this on the planet is his friend Ford Prefect, who, unbeknownst to Arthur, is an alien posing as a struggling actor who has been trapped on Earth for the last 15 years. He got stuck while working on Earth's entry for The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. We find Ford in the bar, trying to explain this all to a distracted Arthur because of his whole house being demolished thing, along with a semi-annoyed bartender and some morning drinking onlookers.
Hey, boys, what can I make for you today? It's 9 in the morning.
Oh, my God. We're not going that route.
Yeah. I'm just mixing up some shakies. I'm making milkshakes. This is a milkshake bar.
All right, what
do you guys want?
If you got any alcohol.
I could make you a little Irish milkshake breakfast. Irish coffee milkshake breakfast.
It's me, Ford. Hey, I'm here too.
Oh, my God, Ford. I love you on 100 million little tiny things to suck.
Oh, thank you. I only had those two lines.
I know, but I loved it. It was great. Great.
Oh, thank you so much.
This is on the house. I love your work. I love you so much.
Wow, I really appreciate that.
Excuse me. Sorry, I hate to be a bother. It's you.
It's me. It's you. It's me.
I love you from your two lines. Can you remind me of them again?
Yes, I absolutely can.
Get that thing out of there.
And then what was the second one?
Why is it so wet?
Yes, and you said those in good succession, right?
Wait, can we get a selfie really quick?
Yeah, absolutely. I love the camera. The camera loves me.
Yeah, great. I'm going to send that to my niece. She loves you.
Oh,
can
you.
I just grab a 10-minute video with you?
Oh, I mean, I have Cameo.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Sorry for it. It's very busy. Okay, we didn't leave.
Well, wait. I do. I mean, if we could talk really quick.
Hey, what do you want for milkshake, guy?
I heard about your house.
Ford, you need to give up this acting dream. It's never going to work.
Just give it to me on the rocks.
It was never meant to work, buddy, Arthur.
Okay, well.
But I do have to talk to you, and I'm going to hope that no one can hear me when I say this.
Okay, well, we're in a bar. You want to, like, step outside?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
I'm just going to say it right here.
Maybe talk quieter then?
No. I need to talk. The music is loud.
We're at a karaoke bar.
The music is loud.
You waited for 40 minutes. You're up at karaoke.
Oh, now okay. Think about me every Woo! Night.
Excuse me, it's her turn.
Oh, yep. Excuse me. Hi, I've been waiting for a long time.
Thank you. Do you know
oh my
is?
God, you're
it's
Ford.
His turn, yeah,
it's me.
Are you going to sing your original song from the movie that you were in, The 100 Little Tiny Things to Suck in Your Mouth?
I know that's what everybody
Ford,
wants.
You're never going to make it as an actor. Nobody knows who you are.
Okay, look. I'll do my song, but I have to change the lyrics because this is an urgent message. Hey, Arthur. My job is kind of made up, but I have to tell you this important detail. The Earth's going to be destroyed in 2 days or some amount of time that
God,
is not very clear.
Are you doing
clear.
One of these auditions right now?
No. This is real. The aliens are gonna come down and
Boo,
tear us
shit
apart.
Song.
They're gonna tear us apart.
Recording 3 minutes into my 10-minute video.
No, that doesn't count. You have to go back in and you have to put a credit card down.
No.
Because if you don't put the credit card down, it does not count.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't like that song.
I'm sorry. It was okay. I was doing it acoustic.
What are you saying in the song?
I'm telling you. Okay. Would you believe me if I told you I was an alien? Would you believe me at all?
Can you prove it?
I would say you look like an alien because you're so gosh darn beautiful. You look out of this world.
All right. Give him another drink then.
Well, okay. I'll show you. Look at this. I have other skin under here.
Oh, that could be a human condition.
That's nasty.
Yeah, I have second skin under my human skin.
You got to slow down. You're at 8 milkshakes right now.
I know. I have the stomach capacity of like an elephant.
So that's good,
Where
I guess.
From?
Then you can eat a lot.
I'm from Gleanhop.
Oh, in Wales?
Rick and Morty ass
well,
name.
No.
I meant like, if you're an alien, where are you from?
I'm from, well, that's my planet.
It's
okay. Named after Wales.
Let me ask you this. Wales. If other aliens exist, is God real then?
God is absolutely real. He lives on my home planet.
Wait, so God is just a resident on your home planet?
God is
that
just
like
a
awkward?
Guy?
Well, you know how Jesus came down and was God?
Yeah.
We have a new one of those.
Well, that's debatable. According to who? Yeah, that's not my God.
Well, we have a new one of those. They say
hashtag not my God.
It was the second coming, but he went to the wrong planet, so he came to our planet.
Oh, okay. So you have the Jesus type guy.
Yeah, but he really likes it. He's been hanging out.
Is it awkward? Like, he's got to be like the president of the country.
No, right? Surprisingly, no. He's just kind of
like. Guys,
a
giant timer just appeared in the sky.
What? Oh, so that was what I was warning you about.
This is what you were talking about?
So that timer, that's going to be about when the Earth... So basically, you know how they tear down trees for the
highway
hours?
I got to say, this guy's so locked into his video. He seems so nonchalant about the giant timer.
Yeah, he's really cool.
I still got 4 more minutes left.
Covered in milkshakes.
Okay,
sorry
you know
about that.
Don't put this on TikTok.
All
I don't want people like looking at me.
It's not going on TikTok. Ow. I'm making it on YouTube.
So, Mr. Ford, real quick question. So are we going to die?
You know, that depends.
What's this about again?
I don't. Well, the Earth is going to. Well, they're building a highway through the Earth.
What? That's kind of like what they're doing with my house.
Exactly! babe.
Oh, come on.
What are the odds of that?
Come
that
on.
Is pretty crazy.
Well,
it's like
I can't
some,
be mad at that.
Like some parallelism right there.
Oh, I'm the alien representative from the building, the highway. I will take questions. Any questions?
Awesome.
No
I'm
questions.
I'm so proud that my milkshake company
no
is
questions.
Like,
was I not, nobody informed me about this.
I have a question.
I did.
Yeah, question over here.
So if the planet is going to be destroyed, do our lives mean nothing? Like, all the way up until now, do our lives mean
That's
literally
a good question.
Nothing?
I'm on that one, too.
Or can I die knowing my life meant something?
I was sort of thinking more logistical questions about the demolition.
Oh, is it two-way? Two-way highway?
Are we evacuating the planet?
It's going to be three lanes.
Three lanes.
I don't care how many lanes. Are we all going to die?
No, planet's exploding. Three lanes, though.
Tolls?
So no tolls.
No tolls.
What's your plan for, you know, replacing us and rehousing us?
Oh, are you moving them?
Well, he just said nothing. He said we're just going to get exploded.
We'll probably remove you into dust. Mm. Move you into the form of dust. No, that'd be such a far throw. Also,
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Look, second skin.
Don't like this show.
No. Sorry.
You don't like the show he's in?
Don't like the show.
He's one of the greatest actors of our generation.
Dude, you gotta give up.
Oh, did we have this on ours? I'm so sorry. It's supposed to be seconds.
Oh.
What?
Shit.
48 seconds.
Oh shit! All right.
That can't be real.
God.
What should I do with my last 48 seconds?
I don't know. We could all like.
I'm going to drink this milkshake.
Drink it.
As super fast.
Say?
And I don't even care about brain freeze.
Nervous.
Did you have like a good idea?
No, it was a bad idea. I was going to say we could all like, you know, play spin the bottle or something, but that's
I'm
stupid.
Still recording.
Oh, you bastard. You're so cheeky. You can't do that.
30.
No.
Oh, no. It's
guys,
still going.
I know this
please give us more
shit.
Time.
You guys, I just really remembered this right now. I got a spaceship in my trunk.
What?
In
you
my
don't
basement.
Have a spaceship in your trunk.
I'm not even kidding. Come downstairs with me.
Can you get it in the next 20 seconds?
We're downstairs. Yeah, guys, 20. Get in.
Okay, we're getting in.
Wait. Can we get in?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Come on
in. Thank
get
you.
In.
Ten.
Wow.
Strapped in. Yay!
Oh, no, we left video guy.
Oh, no.
I'm still recording.
Oh, no, he's on the ground.
He's going to die. I feel really bad.
Dang. I got that on video.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all great. Right. Well,
wow, he was seemingly the last person to die.
And now we're in space.
Oh, this is epic and lit.
Yeah. Check this out. Zero gravity view.
Guys, I got to be honest with you. I mean, wait, you're the bartender?
Yep, I'm the milkshake bartender.
You brought all the drinks?
I brought them all, yeah. You think I'm going to space without my milkshake?
Holy cow, that was close, guys.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
Holy cow.
How?
We watched you die.
Flying alongside the spaceship. Wait a minute. Are you God?
Nope. I'm just Michael. And,
you're Michael.
I'm still rolling.
A good liar if he's not Michael, but if he is Michael, then...
Holy cow.
You know what? Maybe humans have been able to exist outside in space this whole time, but NASA wanted us to think not.
Should we try it?
Oh, no.
Oh my God!
Oh, no.
She
okay,
just died.
You have to
she
tell us if you're God. You have to tell us if you're God.
She imploded from
this
the inside
vlog,
out.
This vlog is
and
such...
she's still cooking up drinks.
Oh,
it must be like
she's
a...
still shaking drinks out there. Her skull is outside her head.
My last vlog was a get ready with me. This is gonna do so
this
much
is
better.
Do numbers.
Wow, how many followers do you have?
Well, for now probably none. All of them were down there.
Oh, yeah, they all died.
A couple notes before we continue with our story, because these are relevant to what's going to happen. The actual Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is a wholly remarkable, successful book never published on Earth. It is inscribed with, "Don't panic," in large, friendly letters. And any item from its millions of entries can be summoned at a moment's notice. And two, the guide mentions how important it is to carry a towel. A towel is about the most massively useful thing an interstellar hitchhiker can have. It has both practical and psychological value.
Whoa, okay. Don't forget to bring a towel.
So Arthur and Ford are in the bartender's ship, but it's not going to be sustainable since the bartender essentially ejected herself.
But still make him those milkshakes, though. God bless.
Arthur and Ford manage to get aboard the Vogon ship just before Earth explodes. Arthur is still in his pajamas. The discovery of stowaways is certain to anger prostatinic Vogon Jelts, the captain of the demolition ship. He's a Vogon. The Vogon are stubborn and bureaucratic, notoriously bad poets, and very, very ugly. It is said that the forces of evolution gave up on them the moment they crawled out of the primordial ooze. And now our two stowaways hide in the dark, awaiting being found on this ship.
Hey, Ford.
Yeah.
I just peed all over the
place. Talk louder.
Jesus.
I'm not going to pick it up.
Dude.
You got to talk louder.
Hey, do either of you have anything I could clean this up with?
I'm in my bunk bed, like just on my bed, like chilling right now.
Oh, it's a Vogue on.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me. Oh, wait, no.
Wait, what is she writing?
The sun beams down on me like a moon spike. Summer solstice.
That's so good, honey.
Yeah, do you like it? I'm sort of writing about what it feels like to have my period.
That's really good.
Summer solstice spike through, like Target on back.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
Rocky
dude.
Smith Dinkelberg.
You totally stole that from Slippery.
It's an illusion.
Man.
It's an illusion.
Okay.
You can steal stuff from other artists as long as you
illusion. All these
Vogon
poets say, oh, it's a tribute. No, you stole that.
Can
it's
I read
tribute.
You one I wrote this morning, hon?
For sure, hon.
Okay. I woke up. I walked to the
Why,
bathroom.
Don't laugh. It's good.
I walked to the bathroom. I walked back to the bed.
Oh, come on. That's one of the most famous poems of all time. That's from...
These poems are so bad.
I love that poem.
Did you like that? I felt good about that.
Are you two married?
No, we're just best friends.
Oh. We're just best friend partners.
My name is Hun and his is Hun. Name.
Hun and Hun.
Hun and Hun.
Yeah.
Is that like a term for endearment or something?
Do they write poems?
What have you guys written?
Yeah, you guys read anything?
You guys can see us?
Can you see us?
Throwing stones from a glass
house.
Yes,
we're in the Darkness Writers Retreat.
The Darkness Writers Retreat.
I guess the boat retreat. I have something I was working on, but it's like...
Arthur.
It's...
Jarrett.
No, it's just... It's not ready.
You can't be afraid to show
rough.
Your art.
It's
art
my first
is meant
pass.
To be seen. Art,
how do you know
art?
My name?
Your name's Art?
Read your poem.
Are you God?
No, I'm Hun. My name's Hun.
Read your
That's
poem.
That's Hun and this is Hun.
Read your poem. I promise you, it's going to be good.
I'm pretty sure they're like, genetically, they write really bad poems, so whatever you wrote is going to be better.
Oh, that's not true at all. My poem's good.
Oh, I wasn't talking about you guys.
I think she was, Hun, I think she was talking about different people.
I was talking about different people.
And this is my male friend, Ford, by the way. Everyone.
Hi, I'm
That's
Ford.
Fantastic.
Thank
We'd
you
like
for clarifying
poetry.
The gender.
So lovely to meet you guys. Your poems were...
Because are you confused on our gender?
No, no. Well,
we have the
I would,
same
I
one.
I guess I could...
We have the same.
And would you mind filling us in on what it is? Just
yeah, for sure. It's the one that clarity. Everyone is.
Oh, you guys are all the same gender?
That's very cool. That's very hip.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just keep,
no way.
Keep stuff easy peasy.
Okay. And now... I remember hearing somewhere that you guys are the most ugly, disgusting.
Can you read the poem?
So, yeah.
Who said that? Who said that?
It's in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the
Galaxy. Oh, that book.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, to be fair, the guy who wrote that, yeah, he came here. His ex
his
was
prose
his
is
ex
just
was
lackluster.
A Googleobber or whatever our name is.
I mean, it doesn't mean anything just because he said you guys are like the ugliest species.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
So you're so disgusting. I just peed myself again everywhere.
Do you have any poetry?
Does anybody have anything
response?
I could like?
You guys seem
no.
like the experts.
No.
You guys seem like the experts.
Oh, you don't have anything
poem.
To clean yourself with?
I got nothing to clean myself with and I keep peeing everywhere.
So you read The Hitchhiker's Guide and you know that we're ugly, but you forgot the most important thing, a towel.
Oh. Oh my God. That's crazy. That's literally what my poem is about. No, it's not ready. It's not
say
ready.
It.
You keep teasing this
not,
poem. I think
no.
you want to read it and you want us
you
to beg
you
to read it.
You guys don't want to hear it.
I think you love this little dance we're doing where we're like, you know,
no, I'm not going to.
Honestly,
no,
it's been really annoying.
All right, the workshop's
time,
over.
He tries to pull me
really
in.
Nice working with you guys. We're going to head out. Workshop's
Wait,
over.
There's one more.
There's
Who
one
said,
more what?
Art. Just
yeah, that was me. I did
Art,
say
just
that.
Just say
yes.
the poem.
No,
okay.
It's not ready. It's not
Art.
Ready. It's not ready.
We gotta
I'm
go.
You know also, what? Then I'm sick of it, hon. Let's get out of here.
Hon, let's get out of here. And
okay,
and
fine.
Move them to the torture chambers.
No.
Wait, what?
Sorry, say that one more time, hon.
We're gonna move them to the torture chambers.
Please don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Unless I read my poem.
Nope.
Oh.
I don't give
Regardless.
A fuck about any of it.
Okay. Well, then I guess you're
you
not
missed
hearing
your window
it.
Of opportunity.
I guess you're not gonna hear my poem then, my human poem.
Ew, you're human. You guys smell like
yeah,
milk.
That's why he fucking pissed everywhere.
Because
yeah.
humans piss. Other
what
aliens do not piss.
What do we do?
He doesn't have control of
what
his
do we
piss.
Do? What do
I
we do?
Piss when into we my remove, sack.
When, to remove
it comes
waste.
Out like hay.
It comes out like hay through our armpits.
Mm-hmm. Comes out like hay. It comes out like whoa.
Is this your poem?
Yeah. You've read it before.
Oh.
It's about me peeing everywhere.
It comes out like hay.
God, I
it
need
comes
a
out
catheter,
like,
but it's just so gross. It comes out like hey, and I love the way it feels.
Do you guys have
and
a shower?
I will never.
Ooh, do we have a shower?
You still could rinse off some of this piss.
No. We bathe in mud.
Oh, that's okay. I'll just hang.
So sorry about your planet blowing up and all that.
Oh,
I heard
I mean,
about
that's
that.
Okay.
But I'm really excited for that freeway because it'd be take the trip back to my grandmother's planet way faster. So
I mean, Honestly, yeah, I'm not human, personally. I was just kind of hanging out there for a couple years, 15 to be exact.
Oh my gosh, on that freaking primal planet.
I was trapped, it was awful, but I was doing art, I was acting. I don't know if you guys are familiar with acting, but I was acting.
Yeah, we have that here.
I'm Guild, so, yeah.
Shut up, really,
well,
that's
I'm
great.
Well, I'm like eligible, you know?
Eligible.
I'm eligible.
Never fully got the card.
You guys could probably collab. You got any poems you want to adapt or anything?
Oh yeah, we're looking for IP back on Earth. Wait,
should we just crank through a couple poems because?
Do the one about the color purple that you wrote?
Yes.
You wrote this color purple.
Not the color purple, the Earth.
The Earth. I know that's very famous.
So you're familiar with the Earth.
But literally just
the color.
The color,
yes.
The color.
Yes.
Go ahead, write it.
Color purple, where is it? It's over there. It's on the wall. Where is it? Color purple. I'm tired.
That's
Did you like
great.
That one?
Yeah, I love
that,
one.
You know, I could see that being full on Broadway show.
Yeah. I think there's enough there to really milk it for a couple seasons.
Sorry, you go.
I was gonna say, would you guys be interested in like writing a script together for
no,
that?
No, I need to hear one about.
Stop. Okay.
Do you know the one about the car tires?
Car tires.
In the family reunion.
Yes, the family reunion.
Yes.
Yeah, your mom looks like a car tire.
Oh my god,
that's the one about the family
Wait,
reunion.
Wait, guys, this reminds me.
You love that one. I love that. You love that one, hun.
You guys are really something.
I think you guys would really like my poetry.
Okay.
I think my poetry kind of reminds me of your poetry.
Arthur? Your poetry reminds me of my ex, always promising a lot but never giving anything.
You've never heard a single lick of my poem, so I don't know exactly what you think.
Ford knows it.
No,
Ford! You have an ex?
Yeah.
You have an ex?
Oh, yeah, many.
So as an alien dating an early Earth human.
I dated many humans.
Really?
What's
In
that
15
like?
Years?
Because I know your species.
Have you seen... What's that fish movie?
Where she probably not if it's from Earth.
Something.
Where she dates Finding where Nemo. She dates the fish?
Finding Nemo.
Oh, The Shape of Water.
Yeah, Finding
yes.
Nemo, Earth Shape of Water.
Oh.
Shape
know.
Of Water.
Yeah.
I have a penis in my neck. And
what's that? I don't know what a penis is.
Oh, penis is a human male genitalia.
It's how
Got
we pee.
It.
Are you familiar with peeing?
Well, yeah, clearly you did a lot of it here.
Does anybody have a towel for me?
No, you're supposed to bring one. Number one hitchhiker guide.
I gotta hear that one poem you have about peeing.
Okay. Peas in my soup. Peas out the dupe.
Oh, come on.
Coming around here. What's going on? Oh, there's a kite in the sky. There's a someone kids flying a kite. All right, I gotta
you
get out of here.
Ripped off that. Oh, come on. That's...
All right, I gotta get out of here. I love.
All right, yeah. I gotta get out of here. Best, comma.
What?
My name.
You send off your poem like a letter, but as if you're in person. I gotta. Come on. No, I wrote a poem about peeing, and it's so much better than yours.
Then say it. If you say, you know what? I'm gonna torture you.
It comes out like, hey. It comes out like, whoa.
I don't like it. We don't have any sense of rhythm here, so this what you're doing to me sounds unpleasant.
Oh, so you don't understand like timing or anything?
Hon, what's wrong? You look really like.
I just when he reads poetry, it just pisses me off.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
You look really distraught.
I was in the running
wrong?
For a Pulitzer Prize.
That's not true.
That's not true, but I.
But he submitted.
I submitted.
He
so
did submit
I was in the
many
running.
Times.
So I'm allowed.
Did
asked,
you know you can submit?
You know why I
for
think
the
you're
Pulitzer
so sad?
Prize?
Because you want me to bring up the poem that you wrote that was so beautiful
okay.
That literally made my mom cry.
Are you serious?
Yeah, do the one about the tortellini.
Okay. I'll do the one about your mom. Your tortellini's awful. I hate your tortellini.
Okay, I'm ready to get tortured.
Made her cry. She makes tortellini. Really made her cry.
It was based on the tortellini she made.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, this
she here's
sounds
a picture,
lovely.
Here's a picture.
Oh, disgusting.
As soon as the poetry workshop is over, the Vogans throw Arthur and Ford out their lock.
Get out of here.
Arthur, hold my hand.
Arthur, hold my hand.
Arthur, hold my hand.
Yeah, Arthur, hold my hand.
Let's Arthur, start a band.
Aunt. Oh, Arthur,
that's
hold
not
my
hand.
Hey, that's not my hand. Hey,
that's not my hand. That's not my hand.
Hey,
you know where I like to read?
No.
Where?
From bed in the morning after I wake up.
In the morning. That's
interesting. You're a morning reader. Morning reader.
Because I have a lot of trouble getting out of bed, so I think reading helps me like do something with my brain that isn't look at my phone.
How do you have the discipline to wake up early? Enough to read because
you only need to read for like 10, 15 minutes.
But I give myself exactly the maximum amount of like I only have so many minutes in the morning to get ready. Like I couldn't.
So I don't do that. I wake up, lay in bed for about 20 to 30 minutes of wasted time, and then I get ready.
You know, know what I could think of that would make that a better morning experience?
Tell me.
If you had a ghost bed. That would make that a better morning experience.
You would have no problem rolling out of bed because your sleep would be Perfect. You'd be counting those sheep drifting off on either your firm mattress or semi-firm or memory foam mattress because they have many different options.
The only problem I could possibly think of is I wouldn't want to roll out of that
bed. You wouldn't even want to get out because it'd be so comfortable.
If I got
so
a
that
good
could
book,
almost,
though.
That could make my problem even worse.
But you would be fully rested.
Yeah.
And you would exactly. be ready to take on the day, but right. you're not going to want to because it's just so gosh darn.
Maybe
that sounds
yeah.
like a perfect situation.
Ghostbed has sleep experts to help you find the perfect mattress for you. Are you guys a firm mattress person, a soft, a memory foam? What are you?
I'm a side sleeper. So this you means are. I believe firm.
Oh, really? So it, depending on if you're a back, side, belly, that indicates what type of mattress?
Potentially. This is purely speculative and things I've seen on social media, but I believe.
Can we get the ghost experts on this one right now?
Just kidding. We don't have
we
them
don't
on
have
site.
They're not know. Here, but you could go to their website and take a quiz to figure out what mattress is best for you. But I believe Ghostbed has a special offer for We Didn't Read It listeners. Am I true in believing this?
I think you are.
Head over to ghostbed.com/readit and use code READIT to get 50% off your next order. And
store-wide.
50%
off.
Store-wide, head over to their website. Also, while you're there, check out the sleep experts, take their quiz, figure out what mattress is the perfect one for you.
After being shoved out of an airlock, Arthur and Ford are rescued by the Heart of Gold in the 5 seconds before they would have died. How improbable! On board is the adventurous, sometimes crooked, Zaphod Beeblebrox, the president of the Galactic Empire, who has just stolen this ship. Who seems to have become president possibly just to steal the ship. Also Trillian, who once was stolen away from talking to Arthur at a party, how improbable, by the same Zaphod, though he only had, I didn't mention that he has two heads, but at the party, he only had one head, at the party on Earth, but then now he has two heads.
Oh, okay, got it.
And Trillian has her two mice on board. And there is also Marvin, the paranoid android, who is severely depressed with his existence. We meet as Trillian begins to explain that this ship runs on an improbability drive.
This ship runs on an improbability drive. And that's what that is my message to the shipgoers. Also, welcome to our two refugees.
I think I'm gonna pass out.
What's the improbability that I get cured of this depression?
Marvin, shut it. Oh, you're always complaining.
You hate my melancholy. I'm
no,
looking out this window.
I mean, I think sometimes, you know, it's nice like a rainy day, melancholy, but just every freaking day it's just
I'm a sentient robot that just figured out what's going on here, and you don't know all the stuff that I know. I know a lot of stuff, and I know that it's all meaningless and pointless.
It's pointless.
Pointless.
Hey, thanks for rescuing.
Oh, you're welcome. You are really going in and out of it.
Oh,
shit. Your nose fell off. Sorry, no.
I've never been thrust into space and thrown into
I know. It takes a lot on the body. Ford, how you doing?
Oh, fine.
Ford's definitely plotting something that was like,
what are you writing?
Mad
suspicious.
You have a
lot of notes. You have a lot of notes.
Just checking the grocery. It was mostly groceries.
You're thinking about groceries at a time like this?
We have a cafeteria.
Yeah, we got a cafeteria on the ship, dude.
That's
don't even worry
about
it.
I'm probably just going to retire to another room to work work on my groceries.
Can we get this guy on some like IVs and stuff?
Yes, nurse. Nurse. Yes. Could you please take care of this refugee, Arthur?
For sure, huh?
Trillian?
Yes.
Sure. Let's go over into a private room.
Improbability drive. Sorry, I'm going over my plans.
Yep, that's
okay.
Can
we go into the private room?
Let's go into the private room and get you IVs, okay?
They seem like they know each other.
I'm fine. Trillian, it's so good to see you again.
Oh, it's so good to see you, too. Oh, I just didn't want to... I wanted to keep it professional in front of all of my, coworkers and friends. And
just
you know
poking
that.
My head in here. How are you two doing?
I'm going to pass out.
Oh, okay. He's going to pass out, so I need to keep IVing him.
All right, I'm going to go.
More IVs in the arm should
okay,
do.
Okay, I'm going.
Okay, I'm totally fine. Okay. Do you want to have sex? Great.
So, actually, funny thing is, I'm sort of kind of... seen the captain and
no,
that's why I didn't
not.
Want to bring that up. I'm seeing his other head.
You're seeing the guy with two goddamn heads?
Yeah, but I'm seeing the other head, his other head.
Hey, hon.
Hey, babe.
Don't look
up?
At my left face. He's not even here right now. I'm going to give you a smooch.
Yep.
So you're only seeing the left head.
That was
can
my
you
left
not
head?
Yeah.
do
look,
that when I'm here?
Hey, me. Listen.
Sorry, we just love each other.
Let me kiss my girlfriend when
kiss
I want
it,
to.
Kiss it one more time.
And you guys have the same body.
I can feel it.
Yeah, we have the same body.
So how does that work?
They have the same nervous system,
if you know
yeah.
what I'm saying.
He feels everything
Everybody
I feel.
Everybody asks this. It's very disrespectful. Like, how do you have sex? Like, come on. Like, let's move on.
Yeah,
I
don't want to know how you have sex.
Another human attached to me, so it's never been an issue. I don't
have
my brother with me at all times. Well,
It's what? Less their brothers, but more co-conscious inhibitors.
We're co-conscious inhibitors.
Inhibitors.
But only one of them likes you?
Also, this is just our culture. Everyone, a lot of people have two heads.
Oh, I'm so not his type. His type is, tell us about your type.
Rectangular.
Yep. Green. And I'm quite spherical in nature.
Very round.
And you love it, honey.
I love it. I love a sphere.
Mm-hmm. You love a sphere.
I love spheres.
Don't kiss him on the stomach like that. I can feel that.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. I'll stop doing that.
I mean, we do share a stomach. So it
seems like you purposefully, touch other parts other than his head so that he can also feel it.
Well, I like to be told off sometimes. What can I say?
It's also kind of half me. It's not me, but it's like half me. Right? Would you agree? You disagree. No. He always says it's not him.
Okay.
They do not get along historically.
We are very not close. We don't get along.
What's the age difference, if I may ask?
I came out first.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that must have been weird.
And then he kind of sprouted when I turned 8.
Mm-hmm. We're just not similar. Let's go through all TV shows, right? Let's just give us some categories. I'll say what I like. He says what he likes.
Food.
Apple.
Mulch. Mulched up garbage.
See how different that is?
Yeah.
And I can imagine how different that is when you're out to lunch, huh?
Oh my God, lunch is a nightmare. Yeah. It's like, where do you want to go?
Lunch is a nightmare.
Takes forever.
Well, let's cut this short. See you later, honey.
Bye.
So you're all on the Heart of Gold, and everyone is awoken in the night as Zaphod exclaims that he has finally found what he has been searching for. Magrathea, the ancient planet of legend that could build other planets. Everyone on that planet should surely be long extinct. As they approach the planet, the team barely escapes launch torpedoes and lands as Zaphod, Beeblebrox, Ford, and Trillian enter the underground tunnels that once housed the city. They make Arthur and depressed robot Marvin stand guard outside. When they leave, Arthur sees an old man standing slightly away from him. The man slowly turns toward Arthur and...
Hello? Can I help you?
Oh my God.
I thought there was nobody on this planet.
Clearly there's like this guy.
Well, come closer. Why are you standing slightly away from us?
I'm coming.
Is it a lot of effort? Are you pooping?
You sound like you're 90, but you look
pooping.
Like
maybe he's not used to the gravity on this planet because it's way more intense than other planets.
Yeah, I feel like my legs are glued to the ground over here.
We gotta guard this.
We're guarding the ship.
We're guarding this hole.
What are we guarding it from? I thought there was nobody on this planet.
Well, we're guarding it. So what we thought.
My cousins live here.
Oh, is you and your cousin? Mm-hmm. It's like a family property?
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
I have 9 million cousins.
So it's a fully populated planet.
Yeah, Jesus. My God.
But you all have the same
uncle and aunt?
You have share uncles and aunts?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so it's like the size of New York City, this planet.
What was it? It says what?
New York City. It's
are you
Earth
not
thing.
Familiar?
Are you familiar?
It's one of the greatest cities in the Earth.
Just go throwing similar Earth
gravity.
References out.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't exist anymore.
Sorry.
That one, yes.
Hey, there's no Earth Guide to the Galaxy.
Ha!
No Hitchhiker's Guide to Earth.
Wish I had that when I went to Earth for the first time.
I probably would have brought my towel.
Oh,
yeah.
We still don't have one.
Probably wondering where they are.
Who? Sorry, guy?
You're probably wondering where they are.
Your cousins?
Your 9 million cousins.
Check your skin.
Oh my God! There's tiny little people on me, like
there's
micro
so
tiny.
They're
little.
Tiny.
No, and why are you
how
so
did
much
none
bigger
of us
than
feel
them?
This?
I can't even feel them. It's like night at the museum with those little people.
Oh, it feels like those fish that eat the dead skin
Earth
off your
reference.
Feet at that one freaking spot.
I wouldn't want to be here at 10 p.m. if I were you.
What do they do at 10 p.m.?
Why
they grow?
They grow.
Oh,
what?
To be your size.
Yeah.
So if they get inside me and then they grow, are they gonna? I heard it.
Yeah,
if they
right.
get in, if they like crawled in my ear and then expanded, am I gonna, you know,
just
implode?
Yep.
Get the frick off me.
Well, I'm a robot. I can't die. But do they move as fast as you move? Because I feel like we could be totally fine then.
Yeah,
if that's
you move.
No, I'm just old.
Oh, sorry.
Also, sorry. Marvin,
wait, so why are you big? It's not 10 yet.
When you get old, say it with me.
You're the only one that's
saying it. Say it with me.
When you get old, you grow big for the last time.
And that's the last
time
you're ever going to
grow
big.
That's it.
That's that Vogon poem.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm familiar. That's one of the best poems ever.
And then once you grow old,
that sort of reminds me of a poem I wrote once.
Oh,
we're not doing this
here
again.
Here he goes again with his poem that he's never going to tell us because he's too insecure to share it. Yeah,
no,
I can clock you, buddy.
You don't want to hear it. That's fine.
I don't.
Don't tell it or tell it. You have to make a choice.
Pick a lane. Pick a lane.
Oh, that's another reference to my work, I see. Okay.
No, I haven't read your work.
He's picked on not telling people.
All right, anyway, so it's 9:58 p.m. At 10 p.m., they're going to grow big. I'm going to die at 10 p.m. because it's my last day because I already grew big, so.
You're going to die? Well, I was kind of vibing with you, guy.
I wasn't.
That makes me.
Wasn't mutual.
Oh, is that why you weren't coming closer to us?
Did you just come over to say that? What did you?
It's a one-sided vibe?
I was.
That makes me really depressed.
So nonchalant.
Wait, so we have 2 minutes to get to the.
To us. Yeah. Don't
I'm
going to
go jump in this water, and by the time they.
They're
going to
drown.
Gonna
drown.
I'm going to drown them.
Oh, why wouldn't you do that?
I'm in the water.
Marvin, no.
Why?
You're sinking. You don't. You can't swim.
I'm a robot.
Oh, you're a robot, and you
can't
swim.
And he knew that you can't swim.
But that's okay, because I'm also a robot, so I don't need air to breathe.
He seems to be alluding to another reason. I don't see any.
I think there's another reason why.
Why Marvin's sinking?
Oh, yo, what's circling me right now?
Oh,
yo,
yeah, that's why.
What is circling me right
now? Oh, my God, it's 9 million more tiny sharks.
I have cousins everywhere, baby.
It's just kind of mildly annoying because they're biting me, but it's not, like, it doesn't really hurt.
Like little minnows?
It's 9:59 right now. Wait until 10 p.m. See what's biting you then.
Oh, it's 10.
Oh!
Oh, yeah, I guess
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Guys, please help me. Help me.
Oh, sorry. We're sorry. Oh. We were just swimming.
Help me. Get
we
me out
just,
of here.
No, we don't want to touch you either.
There's
we're sorry.
One of my wires gets undone and electrocutes all of them in the
water.
Whoa.
They all go limp in the water.
Yeah, that's okay. Shit. Well, you just killed 18 million life forms.
They were all
I just
in
did
there?
Genocide.
This guy doesn't even give a hell a damn. He's Shit. Just, he's so aloof.
I forgot. It's quiet hours.
Oh, and he's doing the thing where dead people like pee and poop all over the place. And he's,
ew, nasty.
Look, he's like shaking up a drink, like a concoction drink.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, maybe that's a remnant of his life, like what he was used to doing. It's
his
body
must have been a bartender.
Regressing to its most natural form.
Yeah.
Oh, basketball.
Oh,
he was
basketball too.
Very good basketball player.
Oh, his life is flashing before
his
eyes.
He did
eyes
crew.
And
he was a rower.
He's rowing. Yeah.
Now he's rock climbing.
He's
an Olympian.
Typing.
Oh, he was at work.
Oh, he's
yelling at
work. He must have had a tough work.
Yeah, just to get the phone.
Yeah.
He's telling everyone to get the phone.
Run the story, yeah.
Oh, now he's proposing, and he says not anymore
to her.
And
he's a clam.
I changed my mind.
He's a clown.
I'm shopping for clams right now.
Oh, okay.
He's riding a tiny little bike.
Oh, he's shopping for food.
He's shopping at the grocery store.
We're really getting a nice look at his life.
Oh, he's climbing onto a ladder at the food store. Oh, this must have been when he was small.
He's in a hot air balloon telling them to bomb people. Oh, my God.
When he worked at the New York Times.
When he worked at the New York Times. And he's dead.
So the old man's name turns out to be Slarty Bartfast, and Slarty Bartfast takes Arthur to where they are building Earth 2. You see, Earth was originally commissioned by mice. Well, you see, mice are actually interdimensional beings in search of the meaning of life, the universe, and everything. On their planet, they waited 7 million years for their supercomputer to tell them the answer to all of these things is 42. What they dismissed was knowing what the question is. Their supercomputer designed them an even more supercomputer containing organic matter, Earth. The mice have been experimenting on humans for 10 million years, waiting for this supercomputer to tell them the question. 5 minutes before the answer, kaboom, went Earth. They've commissioned an Earth 2, but now trillions two mice who were on the ship see an easier way. Removing and scanning Arthur's brain. The gang must now fight off these alien mice as guards arrive to arrest Saifud for stealing the Heart of Gold.
Why are all these mice running at us?
Basically, like, I looked it up, I Googled it, and basically there are sentient beings who are trying to figure out the meaning of life, and then they're trying to take your brain, buddy guy.
What?
Your brain has the answer to the meaning of life, or the question of the meaning. And it's basically super complicated. We just got to kill all these mice.
I mean, trillion. They want his brain, but not my brain. That feels like I was on Earth, too.
Right, but I was sort
of Hi, you got a little cutie. You're adorable. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. We don't, I get it. I hear you. We understand you want his brain, but we want him to live.
Wait, you understand what this mouse is saying?
Yeah, I'm an alien. I speak mouse. Hey, yeah. Yeah. You want him to write down? No. Sorry. It's been a minute. I haven't talked to mice in years.
Uh-huh. You need
my brain.
They want to
eat your
brain. You're not getting my brain, so no. Are you singing? Is this a poem that you wrote?
Oh, you need the poetry.
You need my poem.
You need the poetry.
Well, well, well. Ladies and gentlemen, I guess I'm not dying after all. No, I'm not going to say my poem.
Arthur, you rascal. You
guess
have
you can
to.
Take my brain because you're not getting that poem. I'm not going to kiss you.
If you don't give the poem, they're going to kill you.
Okay, well, obviously in that case, I'm going to tell them the
Please tell us the poem. I've been independently dying to hear your poem, God. Separate from all of this mess.
I'm gnawing on his toes right now.
Oh, Cow, just starting on your toes. Hey. And there's more coming over
That's
the hillside.
That's not my toe.
And here's the old man. How are you doing, old man?
Oh, he's dead, remember?
Oh, he died. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Well,
I'm the robot again. I'm mad depressed about it, but I'm just going to tell you right now. Oops, pardon me.
Why do robots burp?
I don't know.
It's just when my factories.
You ingest gas.
It's just I have like a couple.
Oh,
I have
yeah,
some
right,
oil.
Right. Yeah, because you were in the ocean. Okay. Mm.
Yeah. Basically, just tell them your poem, dude. It's not that deep. Your poem is basically essentially
I know, but it's just like it's a
the answer to the whole
right
universe and world.
Like, I understand that the life, the universe, and everything, the answer to it is in there. And like, I can probably save the entire world. And I'm certainly going to save myself because I'll die. But it's just, it's a little rough right now. Like, it's, I haven't.
What do you need? Why don't you tell
I
it
just
to
feel,
me?
I feel the need
it.
To send it off to one or two colleagues of mine for a quick
well,
pass.
Send it to
it's
me.
A quick
I'm
pass.
A, I'm a robot. I'm an editor.
Whisper it to Marvin.
Yeah, whisper it to me, dude. I'll tell you it.
Okay. Okay. But you guys can't listen, okay?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I pee all the time. Yes, it feels so good. It's a haiku.
Okay.
I pee all the time. Okay. Not all of it is pee. Once upon a time.
Okay, longer than a haiku, but sure.
All I do is pee.
Well, okay.
Pee, pee, no matter what.
Great. And you don't want to share this with them just yet?
No, because it's a work in progress.
You know what? I don't know if that's the meaning, the answer to the meaning of life, but it might be for rats or mice, essentially.
Seems like it. Yeah.
So I think maybe
that's the whole thing. That's
all
the
mice.
I submitted that for a Pulitzer Prize, by the way.
That's
submitted.
Great. Yeah.
Submitted. Yep. He didn't get it.
Yeah, it's
but
about,
he submitted.
It's about well, I can tell you what it's about.
Okay, tell me what it's about.
Yeah, I'll
it's
tell
about
you.
Getting a catheter and just sort of succumbing to that, right? Yeah.
Do you have a catheter right now?
Hell no, I never would.
Oh.
Independent bladder game.
Independent bladder game.
Independent bladder
game. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
just
my,
letting the piss leak
blog.
Wherever
it
wants.
I piss out of my neck.
You do.
It feels so good. Okay.
Yeah.
You seem really aroused by your peeing. Sorry.
No, it's just
talk
whenever
about it a lot.
I say the poem to somebody, it just warms my heart.
All of the mice are urinating together
they
right
know,
now.
None of them heard it.
It
right?
kind of seems like they're flooding the earth
that's
or
yeah.
the planet.
Pee.
Oh,
what?
That's just bodily
good.
Function.
Yeah. Okay. This is the spokesperson for the mice, right?
Yes.
Hello. You speak English? Yes.
Yes,
you're a mouse.
Okay. I speak. I am a mouse, and I
Great.
Speak
Whoa.
English.
Wait. So
can
what is this
translate?
Mouse saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can translate. He wants. So essentially, he wants to. You know, when you go to the fair. And they have those rides where you go in the
yes,
seats.
The zero gravity.
Yeah,
zero gravity.
That's what you're talking about. Yeah,
he
okay.
wants to go in one of these.
Uh-huh.
That's why they're building
now,
Earth
this.
Too.
If this yes. looks like a child mouse to me, right? This is
and,
a kid.
And
okay, and
oh, you want me to talk about the other stuff? He also wants you to be an employee at the place where at the place where they have the swings because. Okay, but he doesn't want anyone else to know about it. He wants it to be his own personal thing.
So we just operate the swings?
Yes.
So we
do. Wait, is this somebody's child that's a mouse?
No, is this that? Is the president.
What's the president of the universe?
You're 32. Mm-hmm. You're 3 years old.
And a half.
Okay, well,
and
I mean...
this is
okay.
his third term.
Oh, he's slowly learning English, it sounds like.
Could you ask... the mouse, if we operate the swings, will they spare Arthur's brain?
Okay, so they want to know if you operate.
You can say it in mouse.
Wait, what did the mouse say? What did the mouse say?
The mouse said yes.
Oh, okay. Yay!
Yay!
Okay, as long as you get to go to the fair. Okay, if you go on the fair ride.
We have to build Earth 2 first. You pissing? Oh my God, he's pissing.
We pee as a sign of excitement.
Before we do this, are there any words in English that you know?
Do you know any English?
Do you know any English
Stop.
Words?
Oh, you know hello. That's awesome.
Wow.
I just heard a mouse speak English.
Wait,
I love the
There's okay. more.
Oh, no. No, what? He's pulling out a little mouse knife. Oh, no.
It also knows how to... It knows. It wrote a poem in English.
Oh, what? It seems like it's. It creates a lot of physical pain for this mouse to say English words, so I don't want to ask anymore.
The brain is really working overtime.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to.
Hello!
No, we already heard that one. It's fine.
Got
it's
that fine. One.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
No, it's fine. Put the knife down
and
stop.
Did you say hello, hi, hey?
No.
I'm so through on this one. Goodbye.
No, no. Okay.
Okay, let's get, you know what?
I'm sorry. He hyped that up a lot more.
That's okay.
I know it was a regurgitation of the words you already heard.
Oh. Hairball.
Oh, sorry. And now is your voice any different now that you got the hairball out?
Yes. I'm so sorry about this. I am Hamster. My name is Hamster. I'm a mouse. I know the confusion.
Okay.
I get it.
Yeah, sure. You're the president.
I'm the
so
president.
So is my job okay. just gone now?
And thank you so much. And it was so great. Now, I would love to just start the construction on these swings so we could get on that. And
so that's still, yeah, okay.
And that's still going. And might I tell you, son, I overheard I overheard you tell the poem to the robot, so.
You did not hear that.
I did, and it was the most beautiful thing ever. And thank you for bringing the answer to what is the purpose of life to my fellow colony of rat ants.
That is the purpose, the whole peeing, no matter
what. No, so sorry. The question was your poem, the answer is 42.
The question is
trying to figure out the
poem.
Question.
And so how does me peeing all the time relate to 42 as an answer?
It's within the words.
Don't pretend like you know. Like
no,
you're in an English
okay,
class.
Okay, let me pretend.
You and all these teachers.
I think it's metaphor. It's a metaphor. No,
you're
if
making
I may,
it too complicated.
If I may.
You may.
It's just about how life is fluid. Life runs. Runs
okay,
when
your
it's
time
ready.
Is up.
Okay, great. Now, can we get these swings going? Because if we don't get these swings
oh, so
going,
you're fine.
I'm...
Okay, you're very like agreeable. I like.
Well, I mean, yeah. Like, listen. I mean, I can tell you. I can tell you the answer. I can tell you the purpose of life is 42. Now, to me, that means something. To you, that means something. Means whatever. I could tell you what I think
oh,
it means, but
it
might
on.
Not mean completely different to you.
But what we do know is that you need those swings.
What I do yeah, know right. is I need these swings pronto stat, or I'm gonna rip your brain out.
Okay, well, let's get...
what? I'm going to rip your brain out. So get on the swings and...
Excuse me.
And don't tell anybody okay. about the fact that you're working these swings. That's major Whoa, important to
is
me.
Is this like a labor thing?
There's rules and regulations that us mice
oh,
are supposed to follow,
on.
But I thought I could, you know, cut the line. Yeah, I thought I could
are we,
cut
so
some...
So are we not visible down. When we're running these swings? Are we underground?
No, no, no.
We...
Just don't tell anybody about it. They ask you what your job is. You make up a lie. Tell them about something else. Don't tell people you're doing this running this swing. Don't tell them about anything like that related to or around swings.
No swing talk.
No swing talk. All right,
now let's go to you guys working swings. Okay.
Okay. All right. It's just him on the swings.
Okay, are you guys right? Please keep your hands to yourselves.
Okay. So this is not the president. This is
I was
this
just, I was just walking by. Is this a big
no.
like amusement park?
Hey! Remember what we said?
Oh, we weren't working on it. We weren't
Remember
working
what we said?
It.
You're
we're
not
expecting.
We don't work here.
You don't
I'm
work
just
here.
Just shooting daggers no. at you with my eyes.
You
We don't work here. No, we got these polos just because we lost
wait,
our shirts.
Do you
shirts.
Hear what we're saying? We're doing what
you
said.
You.
We know.
Not actually you working with you. We're trying to do what you said. Just
yeah. But we're not working at all.
We understand our shirts.
They don't work here.
Our shirts
You're
say
making
swing
it suspicious.
Guys, but we don't work here.
We yeah. don't work here.
So are you? Okay.
Just watching.
So I can't get on
wait,
that
okay,
thing.
You're a mouse, right?
No.
You look exactly like a mouse.
He's
Are you
a
wearing
rat.
A... Oh, okay.
He's
I'm
a
sorry.
Rat.
I don't know the nuances and differences. Are you aware of who this is?
No.
His name's Squirrel and he's a
How
rat.
Does this person know... How,
My are name's you? Hamster and I'm a mouse.
I don't know who that is.
Could you tell me, is this the president or did he dupe us?
I just said I don't know who that is.
So he's not the president?
Well, I'm a rat. We have different governments.
Sorry, I don't know
government.
Your culture
okay.
very well.
He's a big okay. fat rat.
Hey, what are the rules
Whoa,
and regulations like with
relax.
Regards to building infrastructure?
Well, and you want to know in the rat community what yeah. the rules and regulations?
Can
okay.
we at least get this thing going while you're talking?
And keep your hands to your... Oh, I... Should I just guess how? Because I don't work here.
Right.
Sure.
You might find this fascinating. In the rat community, you can build one, but you can't. You can work it, but you can't tell anyone that you're working it.
Oh, that sounds like a similar...
Interesting. That's interesting.
What's interesting about that?
It's just interesting. I find it interesting that maybe our cultures are not so different after all, and maybe we should come in to go. We should come together as one.
Oh, okay. One wait, are rats and mice in like a huge war right now, or just
used to one be. More of a scuffle?
Oh,
more of a scuffle, more okay. of a tuffle.
I'm sensing
Hamster,
a sexual
do you
want
to come
energy.
Down to have this conversation? Do you want to come down? Okay.
Oh my god, it just jumped.
Yeah.
It just jumped. Oh, I forgot they can't reach terminal velocity.
Yeah.
All right.
What's up, rat?
Well, I was thinking maybe we get on this together.
Maybe we could. I think that would be a symbol of peace for our people.
I have to
a
pee
rat
so
and a mouse
badly.
Named Hamster and Squirrel.
I gotta pee. I'm already peeing. Okay.
On the yo-yo swings at the fair.
A
that
towel.
Could be a symbol for peace.
Okay.
And while we're up there, why don't we just piss? Let's just piss on all the people.
Hey, do you need a towel? Wait, what? Is the towel not like the most important thing? Sorry, I'm learning
we're
so much.
We're not traveling through the universe. We're just going around in a circle
oh,
on swings.
So when you're on your planet, you don't need a towel. What do you do when you pee everywhere? When you're excited? Because you
not
told me
problem.
You pee everywhere. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. Somebody, you got somebody
can you go back
up?
To not working here and let's get me and this rat up
okay.
on this.
All right.
We're going
to
leave.
And okay, just one more ride for them though. Okay, rat, you're in. Hop in. Keep your hands to yourselves. Remember not to kick anybody. And boop. Okay, here we go.
It's a musical swing.
Yeah.
You're on the swing.
Take my piss, people.
No, I don't want it. It's
no, I'm giving it all to the people down below. Ride. Pissing. This is the answer. This is the meaning of life.
Oh, God.
To get pissed on by a mouse.
I know you keep saying it's whatever you imagine. I feel like you're just having an excuse to piss on whoever you want. So it's not the meaning of life, guys. If you can avoid being in this area.
Sorry.
Is this your president? I don't know.
I'm the prince.
That was different.
It's different, yeah, but I'm the prince.
What? Are you now the prince of the rat community because you guys kissed?
Do you want to know
you
something?
You saw that? Oh my god, I'm so embarrassed. You saw that?
It was in the air.
And
everyone
what are the
saw
rules
it.
And regulations
you
about
know
regarding
something
kissing?
Interesting about rat culture?
Yeah, tell me.
So actually the prince is more powerful than the president.
Oh.
That's for rat culture, wow. But for mice culture it's actually the opposite. So oh, yeah. I'm just the prince and I just baffled tomfoolery you guys into building all this stuff for me.
No
I'm,
way!
I'm no nearly as powerful as the president.
Are
you still
then can
powerful?
We leave our jobs? That we don't work.
Do you want to know who I am?
Who are you? Stop. Who are you?
I'm the prince of
rats.
Oh my god, a prince and a prince getting on the swings together, pissing on people? That's
oh,
sort
that's
of
a gay
hot.
Romance.
Your name is Squirrel and you're a rat?
Yeah.
And I'm Hamster and I'm
we know. We know. Put that hairball back in your mouth.
Oh no.
Yeah, and all is right with the universe again.
And they swing off into the sunset.
So beautiful. Yay. And that's Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Should we freaking get a recap?
Should we get a little recap-a-rooty?
Sure. According to you guys, the bartender loved Ford on the show 100 Million Tiny Little Things to Suck. Ford tries to tell Arthur an urgent message, but fans keep wanting him to sing his song from his show. Arthur keeps thinking Ford is doing an audition when he tries to tell him that he is an alien. The video guy that keeps recording gets left recording on Earth. Wait, no, Michael, the video guy, makes it onto the spaceship. Arthur and Ford hide away on the Vogon ship and listen to two old Vogons named Hun read poetry to each other. The Vogons are disappointed to learn that the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy says they're bad poets. They try really hard to get Arthur to share his poem, and he misses his chance, so the Vogons want to take them to the torture chamber, but they find out Ford is an actor and want to collab. When Arthur and Ford are rescued by the Heart of Gold, Ford has some secretive writings. Arthur talks to Trillian and is sad to learn that she is dating one of Zaphod's heads. When the mice reveal they want Arthur's brain, Ford is a little hurt they don't want his brain because he was also on Earth. Arthur tells Marvin his pee poem. The President Mouse wants Arthur and Ford to operate the swings. Hamster the Mouse is able to speak English once he coughs up his fur ball. And the question the mice have been searching for is Arthur's pee poem.
That's
and that
beautiful.
Was Hitchhiker's Guide to the
and
Galaxy.
Never forget a towel.
Never forget a towel.
Never forget a towel.
Thank you guys.
We
so
didn't
much
read it.
For not reading it with us. Be sure to follow us on all social platforms. American High Shorts, American High. Or nope, call it just College Life. That's the one.
Yeah, and follow our personal accounts if he feels like it. And
be sure to make more edits of the other members in the group.
Ryan
not
has
just
enough.
Ryan. Ryan,
if
has
you
want to
see any of the Ryan ones, just go on TikTok and search Ryan Mitchell
edits, and you will find a lot.
Which I don't do when I wake
so
up.
So I think we should have like a fade out outro. Let's do some stuff that could warrant an edit. So let's start all act. Yeah. Yeah, this is all good edit material. Like,
Yeah. Blam.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. See you soon. Bye.